Italian historian claims to have identified bridge in Mona Lisa backdrop. A small town in Tuscany is reveling in excitement after it was claimed that the bridge painted in the backdrop of the most famous portrait in the world, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, belongs to the town. The Italian historian Silvano Vincetti said he had no doubt that the Ramito di Laterina Bridge in the province of Arezzo was what Leonardo had painted in the countryside landscape behind the enigmatic Mona Lisa, which would end a mystery that has fueled countless disputes over the years. Leonardo painted the Mona Lisa in Florence in the early 16th century, and the identity of the woman featured in the oil painting, widely believed to be Lisa del Giocondo, has triggered as much speculation as the distant backdrop. Theories in the past have identified the bridge as Ponte Briano, close to Laterina, as well as Ponte Bobbio in the northern Italian city of Piacenza. Using historical documents and drone images, and by making comparisons between the painting and photographs of the area, Vincetti said it was the Etruscan-Roman bridge, Ramito. The most telling detail, he told reporters at the Foreign Press Association in Rome, was in the number of arches. The bridge in Leonardo's painting had 4 arches, as did the Ramito. Ponte Buriano, on the other hand, has 6 arches, while Ponte Bobbio has more than 6. Only one arch of the Ramito, which stretched across the Arno River, remains, as do the foundations of the bridge on the opposite side of the riverbank. Documents belonging to the Medici family that were found in Florence's state archives showed that between 1501 and 1503, the bridge was a very busy, functioning bridge, Vincetti said. He added that it was precisely at that time that Leonardo was in the Val di Arno area, first at the service of Cesare Borgia, a cardinal from the most notorious noble family in Renaissance Italy, and then for Piero Soderini, a statesman of the Republic of Florence. The bridge provided a shortcut that reduced the journey between Arezzo, Fiesole, and Florence by several hours. Vincetti measured the width in between the riverbanks and, using the size of the remaining arch, established that 4 arches of the same size fitted perfectly across the stretch. The distinctive form of the Arno along that stretch of territory corresponds to what Leonardo portrayed in the landscape to the left of the noble woman depicted in the famous painting, he said. Vincetti also found documents that attest to Leonardo often residing in Fiesole at the time, with an uncle who was a priest.